You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, next up. A recent study from the Child Poverty Action Group found that almost 20% of hospital admission for acute respiratory infections in children under the age of 2 years old could have been prevented through having healthier housing conditions. As a result, the Child Poverty Action Group is calling for a housing warrant of fitness. Spokesperson for the organization, Jenny Cartwright, joins me to tell me more.
Well, we want a housing warrant of fitness so that all houses are fit for purpose, so that no child can be affected by the sorts of illnesses that come from damp, mouldy and cold homes.
How dangerous is a respiratory infection for a child?
Respiratory infections, particularly in young children, and particularly when they're in homes where they can't necessarily get better quickly or the infections may reoccur, can be really, really dangerous, particularly for babies and children under the age of five. And children who have chronic conditions like that can go on to have other problems, so they can develop things like asthma, which can be last with them lifelong, or they can even get much more serious conditions such as bronchiectasis, and bronchiectasis is caused by lung scarring from chronic recurrent lung infections, and that can be fatal.
And what would these WAFs look like?
So a housing warrant of fitness would build upon what we currently have in the Healthy Homes Guarantee Act. So currently the Healthy Homes Guarantee Act allows for minimum standards for heating, insulation, ventilation, moisture and drainage, and draft stopping. But there will be many houses in New Zealand that are actually exempt from the insulation standards, and that means that those houses that still cannot be insulated but still can be rented out will also be prone to, possibly be prone to moisture and drainage problems. They will be hard to heat, even if they do have a fixed heater in the main living area. They still won't be able to be heated effectively because if they are old and uninsulated, then houses won't retain the heat. So they still cost people a lot of money to heat in the winter, and they're if only one room is able to be heated to 18 degrees, there are still likely to be problems in other rooms. And it doesn't look at things like mould building up. It does look at moisture and drainage. But houses really need to be able to be tested to be healthy. And we really feel that there needs to be standards that go further so that a house that's not fit for purpose isn't able to be let.
And what are your thoughts on action that government has taken to be able to make houses safer in New Zealand?
I think that in the last couple of years we've seen some really great improvements. We've seen the Healthy Homes, we've seen the Residential Tenancies Act Amendment Bill, we've seen the Healthy Homes Guarantee Act. We now have that legislation has come into effect as of the 1st of July. So there are great initiatives happening, but we still need a better guarantee that the houses are going to be safe. Where there are houses that are exempt, there needs to be ways of improving their conditions. And we also need to see the Residential Tenancies Act change so that tenants actually have greater protection and that they have security of tenure.
Whenever these changes come around, the conversation that does prop up is that rental prices will spike with changes to these regulations. What are your thoughts on that? How do we make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, that's an interesting question, actually. I think that there probably needs to be measures in place that prevent rent prices from escalating too quickly if that's actually to occur. But realistically, these are standards that houses should be meet. They should be part of a landlord's social responsibility to ensure that their houses are safe and fit for purpose for families to live in. And they shouldn't be trying to recoup costs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.